You're coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, we discuss nanotechnology on TM Radio. Unlike everything else, our newsletter is free, and you can receive a copy each and every Sunday by writing Frank at targetedmassachusetts.org. In the subject line, type newsletter, or you can visit our site at targetedmassachusetts.org. And in the navigation, go to contact information. Please fill in your name, email address, cell number, and a short message, or you can call me in the U.S. at 1-508-857-8334. Call into the station and ask a question or make a comment at 800-313-9443, or you can listen at 605-313-0163. Targeted Massachusetts Northeast Conference airs Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern. Phone access, 515-604-9715. Access code, 708-922. ID, targeted. If you'd like to access us by computer, type in your address bar, freeconferencecall.com/wall/targeted. Our YouTube channel is Targeted Massachusetts. Now today, the Schumann resonance is at 47. It should be at 7.83 hertz. Targeted Justice is hosting a rally and protest event in our nation's capital. This is taking place October the 18th through the 22nd. Registration fee is $35 and includes a free t-shirt. We encourage you to request a 5-minute audience with your congressman as soon as you can. Time is running out. You will need to make a request several weeks in advance. Make the request through your congressman's website and ask for an appointment on October the 21st or the 22nd. Any additional information that you might need can be found at targetedjustice.com. At the top of their home page, you will see Targeted Protest 2019. Click or tick on that, and that will open a page that will give you all the information you will need. Tonight, we are discussing nanoparticulate or nanotechnology. And it is something that is brand new to many people. We have heard it for quite a few years, but it is really coming out to the forefront now, which means it's been around for a few years. Well, some people may have heard about it. It's called smart dust, nanoparticles. There are all kinds of names for it now, but it can be used as sensor networks for a range of different environmental applications and security applications. Now, however, smart dust for the brain is being proposed as a next step toward establishing a brain-computer interface. Now, we already know that we have had up to 6 individuals in a brain-computer interface, and they were all able to communicate. So I can't express enough how far we are behind what has actually been happening years prior to now. Although it is widely said on conference calls and in emails that I have read that say that nanodust comes from chemtrails, everything that I have opened that is reliable in source is to the contrary. Okay, so this system is officially called neural dust and works to monitor the brain from the inside. Inventors are attempting to overcome the hurdle of how to best implant sensors that can remain over the course of one's life. Researchers at Berkeley Engineering believe they have found a novel way to achieve this. Now, in terms of myself and everyone that I know and everyone in the community, we don't want anyone implanting anything. This paper explores the fundamental system design, trade-offs, and ultimate size, power, and bandwidth scaling limits of neural recording systems. A network of tiny implantable sensors could function like an MRI from the inside of the brain. This would record data on nearby neurons and transmitting the information back out. The smart dust particles would all contain an extremely small CMOS sensor capable of measuring electrical activity in nearby neurons. Now, that stands for complementary metal oxide semiconductor. So you can just call it a semiconductor if you like. The researchers envision a piezoelectric material backing the CMOS, capable of generating electrical signals from ultrasound waves. The process would also work in reverse, allowing the dust to beam data back via high-frequency sound waves. The neural dust would also be coated with a polymer. This is all the result of President Obama's Brain Initiative project. The investment in neuroscience has received a $100 million commitment, while Europe has committed $1.3 billion to build a supercomputer replica of the brain. This is in a similarly comprehensive and detailed fashion as the Human Genome Project mapped DNA. So, what are they going to do with this replica? They are going to plant someone's memories, thoughts, hopes, dreams, or everyone's into this computer. We do not yet know the capacity of this computer. But it's first, I'm sure, of many. Concurrently, there is a massive long-term investment in nanotech applications via the 60-page National Nanotechnology Initiative. This document lays out a projected future to understand and control matter for the management of every facet of human life within the surveillance matrix environment, health and safety. 25 U.S. federal agencies are participating. The concept of smart dust has been applied and or proposed for use in the following ways, just to name a few. Agriculture, that measure crops and environmental conditions. This is a good one now. Bomb-sniffing plants. You know, what's the plant going to do when it finds out there is a bomb? And is it going to scream, or what's it going to do, turn red? But that's what they're going to do. They're going to rewire the DNA to detect explosives and biological agents. Smart dust motes that are wirelessly transmitting data on temperature, light, and movement can also be used in currency to track cash. Now, I've seen pictorial evidence of motes, and they happen to be a circuit board with a very, very large antenna. So they report back to these motes and tell whatever the tale is, if it's about a person, a $100 bill, or whatever. So this stuff is out there. If you drink something, it may be able to get to your brain, okay? Aluminum does. Of course, aluminum is breathed in, and it does come from chemtrails. This is the first time that there is a working plan to apply smart dust to the human brain. Researchers claim it will be of some time before this is workable. One aspect that is interesting to note is that once these particles are sent into the brain, it will be ultrasound that activates the system for full monitoring. This is an area of research that also has been looked at by DARPA. There comes that name again, DARPA. So DARPA would be one of the future people to be looking at methods of mind control, which we already know. And they keep saying future methods. And it gets myself, and I'm sure the targeted community, quite upset when they say future methods. Because these methods are out there right now. They are used on myself. They are used on everyone that I know in the community. But their idea, get this now, their idea is to sprinkle electronic sensors, just sprinkle them, you know, haphazard, the size of dust particles into the cortex and to interrogate them remotely using ultrasound. The ultrasound also powers this so-called neural dust. I'm sure everybody's a big fan of this, because I certainly am not. Each particle of neural dust consists of a standard CMOS, which, as I said, is a complementary metal oxide semiconductor. So it contains CMOS circuits and sensors that measure the electrical activity in neurons nearby. The neural dust is integrated by another component placed beneath the scale, but powered from outside the body. This generates the ultrasound that powers the neural dust and sensors. And they will listen out for their response, rather like an RFID system. The system is also tetherless. The data is collected and stored outside the body for later analysis. And our source on this is MIT in Boston, Massachusetts. And you can substitute wireless for tetherless, since it comes up frequently. As I've highlighted before, these are a two-way street. Some people might feel content, for example, with sending their brain's information out to a doctor for evaluation. But this sensor network could also transmit data back, as it admitted here. That's why CEO and COs have chosen ultrasound to send and receive data. Okay, folks, we're coming up on a commercial. Thank you for listening.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? a voice of truth in a sea of lies, do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Republic Broadcasting Network depends on listener support of our advertisers and of our sponsors. We'd like to especially thank all of you who have taken advantage of our fundraiser with FrontSight Bonus. Those who are now FrontSight members, please train as soon as possible for your sake and for that of our nation. And please consider sharing your training and what you've learned when you arrive home. Republic Broadcasting Network has to stop promoting this fundraiser on air and on the website in just a few days. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, president of FrontSight, made a gracious exception to his no media rule for us at Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you, Dr. Piazza. And once you've been to FrontSight, feel free to call your favorite host and share your experience on the air. We can continue this fundraiser without media help, but it'll be totally up to the listeners to spread the information. Please call Dan Sutterfield in Missouri at 573-465-2356, 573-465-2356. That's 573-465-2356.
Live once again from the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, we discuss nanotechnology on TM Radio. Unlike so many other things, our newsletter is free, and you can receive a copy by writing Frank at targetedmassachusetts.org. In the subject line, type newsletter, or you can visit our site at targetedmassachusetts.org. And in the navigation, go to contact information. Please fill in your name, email address, and cell number, or call me in the U.S. at 1-508-857-8334. And you can call into the station and ask a question or leave a comment or join the conversation at 800-313-9443. Or if you just like to listen, dial 605-313-0163. Targeted Massachusetts Northeast Conference airs Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern. To access by phone, 515-604-9715. Access code 708-922. ID targeted. To access by computer, in your address bar, type freeconferencecall.com/wall/targeted. Our YouTube channel is Targeted Massachusetts. Just go to YouTube in the search bar, type in Targeted Massachusetts, and you will get our episodes. Now, today, the Schumann resonance is at 47. It should be at 7.83. I believe this is having some sort of effect on the targeting. I have to have some more people ring in before I can really make a determination. But this has only happened once in 86, once in 2016, and here in 2019, it's above average every day. I've seen it as high as 140. So we're at 47 today. It's something you can watch. If you'd like to call or text, I can give you a link to it so that you can be in touch with that reading every day. Targeted Justice is hosting a rally and protest event in our nation's capital. This is taking place October the 18th through the 22nd. The registration fee is $35 and includes a free t-shirt. And I'd like to add to that that any money donated to Targeted Justice goes towards a lawsuit. Lawsuits cost a lot of money. So we are saving up for that. So these registration fees, granted, they're paying for a lot of things to do with this outing or this gathering. But this will go towards a class action suit. And I'm sure would all love to be compensated for this hell that we are going through. We encourage you to request a 5-minute audience with your congressman. You will need to make a request several weeks in advance. I would try and do it tomorrow because time is running out. Make the request through your congressman's website and ask for an appointment on the 21st or the 22nd. Okay, this evening we are discussing nanodust and what it actually is and where it's coming from. Some say that it is coming through chemtrails. Well, as I have said earlier, I have not seen... Okay, we have to go to commercial. Once again, folks, thank you for listening.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep.
sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe. Short walks cause cramping or pains in legs. Memory is not as good as it used to be. Ankles swell late in the day. Chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is Frank Allen, Boston, Massachusetts. In case you just tuned in, we are speaking about nanotechnology and how it is affecting not only the targeted community, but the world. So I will get right back to it. Just to recap, we've been going over the fact that basically what they want to do is sprinkle nano dust onto a living brain of an individual, and they want to start monitoring what it does. Myself, I will pass on that. I already have enough trouble with what I already have. They calculate that the power required to use electromagnetic waves on the scale would generate a damaging amount of heat because of the amount of energy the body absorbs and the troubling signal-to-noise ratios at this scale. By contrast, ultrasound is much more efficient and should allow the transmission of at least 10 million times more power than electromagnetic waves at the same scale. In case anyone believes that this has little chance of success, MIT highlights that one of the authors of the research has already achieved this with a remote-controlled beetle. Well, guess what? They've gone a lot farther than the remote-controlled beetle. The human brain is clearly a vast, perhaps infinite, complexity. And there is, without even introducing concepts such as the mind or the soul, where do they reside? Nevertheless, it is clear that the researchers are doing their very best to solve the brain, measuring it, mapping it, and trying to make sense of it. Are we to believe that controlling it has been left off of the list for mere ethical reasons? Not likely. Human rights organizations around the world are forming and lighting up one after another in protest against this crime of the age, which is what it is. The targeted community is extremely tired. Some fighting this for as many as 20 years or more. Now we have the tools to fight back. We have media. We have Facebook, one of the largest free organizations that we can use. Use it wisely. Okay, the roots of this technology can be found in programs from DARPA and other military-directed research that is primarily intended for mind control and the performance or enhancement of soldiers. Hi, Ken. How you doing?
How you doing, Frank? I like what you just said about I haven't got enough to worry about.
Yeah, exactly.
What I know about CMOS is just working with the basic ICs from, they've been around for about 40 years, and I guess the choice there is that they work on very little power, and they have very low leakage, so they tend not to waste power. But I think one of the things that might be a disadvantage is that the elements inside CMOS devices or MOS devices in general are subject to puncture because they're so thin, like insulating elements within a device.
Yeah, they're like wafers, if I'm
right.
Not mistaken.
So it seems to me like if something actually does come about, if it hasn't already, somebody will come up with a way, maybe with a static pulse or something, to render these things inoperative.
Right. These devices are also malleable. They are flexible, and they are covered with a polymer so as not to interfere with, or damage neighboring tissue. So if you take the word nano, it means a thousandth of a meter. I mean, that is small. A meter is small. But if you look at it that way, nano is tiny. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, it's okay. And as far as the spraying stuff goes, whether it's been sprayed or not, are you familiar with Ted Brower? Have you heard of him? He's from Florida.
Sounds familiar, yeah.
Yeah, it's like into the health thing, and he also has a PhD, and he says that he takes copper supplements, and that does something to negate the effect of the, I don't know exactly what type of nano it is, but maybe just the stuff that they're spraying in the chemtrails. We get a lot of it on Long Island.
Okay.
Started around 2016.
I would like to see someone get a sample of this nanotechnology and send it to me so that I can have it analyzed. And I've put this argument up many times, and I have not received anything. So it's either
may still be in the development stages.
Yeah, exactly. It's either because it's spread out so finely and so far that it can't be done. But I think if you use the same methodology as if you were going to measure rain and just leave that rain barrel out there for, I don't know, as long as you want to, put a few drops of bleach in it to keep the bugs and whatnot down, and, you know, see what you collect. Could use a glass tub of any kind and cover it to make sure it doesn't overflow and when it's raining, and leave it out there and then collect the residue at the bottom and see what there is.
I would imagine you need some sort of a microscope to hope that you could see something in it, if you knew what you were looking for on top
yes,
of it
they,
all.
They are as big as a grain of sand. So go figure.
You know people that have actually seen them or documented some of this?
I'd like to have the documentation.
Oh, yeah, you haven't yet. Okay, got it. Yeah. You know, something else that, you know, the scientists that work on these things, you think they'd have learned from things in the past. Once something is invented and you have somebody working on something and you get it into production, you no longer need the guy that invented it. You remember all of the microbiologists that were dropping like flies in the early 2000s? They were slipping on banana peels, going over hills, all kinds of, you know, they were like just dying.
Yes. They saw too much.
Yeah, so, you know, I wouldn't want to be working on this stuff.
No, that would not be good at all. It's a very simple system from what I've, I am looking at. It is basically the CMOS unit and a sensor. And that's all they want to put inside of your skull. But it is apparently smart enough so that it can accurately measure activity from neighboring cells. So,
well, then that would imply that they have to network in some fashion, or that they have so many of them in a small space, because you're going to have a lot of fallouts and defects.
That's true. I'd like to see somebody putting these together. How would you mass produce them, you know?
Right. It could probably be done the same way chips are made. It's some kind of photographic process. I used to work in that at one time. You would make maybe 900 chips on a 9-inch circle, like a wafer. And they use some sort of photographic and some kind of a depositing. It's like a photo etching process. I don't know all the details of it. I worked around it, but I didn't actually understand all of it.
Oh, sort of like lithography? In other words, you have etched.
Yeah, that's how.
Okay, I understand it.
Right, because I worked at a place once, a small place that had a pick-and-place machine, and we were able to buy the ICs and wafers, which would be very cheap, 9-inch wafers. And these things, you could hardly see them with the naked eye. You could see them under a stereo zoom microscope, like a school microscope. And these things they had some kind of a chemical deposit process and then etching. And we had to make something that would go pick these things off.
Wow. Really?
This is just average manufacturing today. This is old stuff, from what I was told anyway. You know.
Well,
all right, that's all I had. Go back to your your program. Thank you.
Hey, thank you very much, Ken.
Sure. Good night.
Good night. Call in again, please. You always come with such good information. Okay, as I was saying, the name DARPA comes up again. And other military-directed research that is primarily intended for mind control and the performance enhancement of soldiers. Cyborgs, I really hate that word, but they are no longer science fiction by any means. The field of brain machines or brain machine interfaces or BMI, which use electrodes often implanted into the brain to translate neuronal information into commands capable of controlling external systems, such as a computer or robotic arm. And they have actually been around for some time. Entrepreneur Elon Musk's company, Neuralink, is aiming to test their BMI systems on a human patient by the end of 2020. So that's already happened. I've found every time they say they're going to test something in the near future, it has already been tested in the distant past, so I'm not buying that. Not content, or not content with monitoring almost everything you do online, Facebook now wants to read your mind as well. The social media giant recently announced a breakthrough in its plan to create a device that reads people's brain waves to allow them to type just by thinking. And Elon Musk wants to go even further. Neuralink is developing a brain implant to connect people's minds directly to a computer. Okay, Elon, you were a little early or a little late, because there's a game out right now called Emotive that a child uses to control a computer, or this game, which has been downloaded onto this computer. So this is already happening. I would not let my child near a device like this ever. It's the beginning of brain entrainment. It's the beginning of your brain becoming used to letting someone else in. It's the beginning of your brain getting used to broadcasting information out. So, these games and Mr. Elon Musk apparently are the beginning. If this takes hold, the entire population will be controlled, just like Hitler's Germany, only worse. Okay, folks, we are going to commercial. Thank you for listening.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, FrontSight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger-looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, we have been discussing nanotechnology on TM Radio. And we've had a caller, Ken from New York, who is very familiar with some of the structure within these devices. And I've gotten to the point where Mr. Elon Musk and so many other people have forgotten the ethical implications for these devices. Right now, aluminum is contaminating people's brains and causing Alzheimer's. Now, aluminum has been in jet fuel for quite some time as a lubricant. As for the chemtrail spraying That's something else again. I'd like to see someone gather a sample of this nanoparticulate, if you could, and send it to me so I can broadcast it to everyone. Okay, we only have about a minute left, and I'm just going to leave you with something. If all of this mind control and this hive concept gets a grip, it's going to take away love. It's going to take away hate. It's going to take away competition. It's going to take away laughter. It's going to take away hopes, dreams, the pleasure of riding a bicycle down the street. It's going to take away human lives and make them ants. You don't want to be an ant. I'd like to thank my listeners, and I'd like to thank TIs all over the world for hanging in there. Good night from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen, and God bless.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.